You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, we kick off with a review of your markets today. And as I said, the JSE just finishing the session slightly lower, down about 0.1%. The Rand also slightly on the back foot, but not as bad as we have seen in recent sessions. And talking to us about the trading session and what did move your money is Makwe Masilela, the CIO at Makwe Fund Managers. Chief, always a pleasure to have you on the show. It seems like the market was pretty much confused today as to where to go next. Just talk to us about the main drivers of sentiment in today's session.
Good evening to you, Fifi, and good to talk to you again, and good evening to your listeners. I think, as you're saying in your intro, it was more of a yo-yo kind of a situation. I mean, remember, global investors continue to track inflation, which has risen sharply around the world as spiking energy prices and supply chain bottlenecks converge. And also, it was more of a quiet vibes in global trading, you know, with the notable exception been that fresh lump when it comes to the Turkish lira amid that diplomatic spat. And investors this week will be looking to that big tech earnings that we expect to be kicked off by the likes of Facebook after the market close. And also we've got big guns like Coca-Cola's, McDonald's, Caterpillars of this world also coming out with the results. And remember also the global warming story, that Glasgow conference as well. People will also be focusing on that. And not forgetting what happened with Europe's biggest economy, Germany. We saw their business activity survey slowing because of the supply chain problems weighing on the company, I mean, on the country itself. We saw that falling to 97.7 from 98.9 in September.
So let's talk about the situation in Turkey then that happened at the weekend. So the president, I must word this carefully, but you have got ambassadors from 10 of the G10 countries, the biggest countries in the world. They're in Turkey that are at risk of being kicked out the country because of potential interference in how that country conducts its affairs. And this specifically tied to the release of a particular prisoner that the world is making a noise about, that Turkey says, essentially, mind your business. And before, when we did see diplomatic tensions in Turkey, it did set a negative tone for emerging market currencies. What has the situation been like now, given the events at the weekend?
Fifi, I'm struggling to hear you. I think the line is breaking up from my side or your side. I didn't hear the question at all.
All right. Makwe, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah, that's better.
Okay, wonderful, sir. I'm just saying the situation in Turkey with the potential booting of the G10 ambassadors in that country over what Turkey believes is interference in its own internal affairs. Before, when we used to see these kind of political spats between Turkey and the West, it did set a negative tone across emerging market currencies led by the Turkish lira. What has the situation been this time around?
Yeah, it felt big time so. But remember, the issue with the Turkish lira before all this spread, you know, as you said, over the weekend, I mean, the president there have asked them, I mean, almost 10 ambassadors to leave, including the likes of the US, France as well. But remember, the guy has always been forcing the central bank to do what he wants. So that has already been negative as well when it comes to the currency, that side. And yes, ordinarily it does have an impact, but this time around we didn't see much happening to emerging market currencies, especially if you look at the rand itself, which strengthened almost 0.6%. So I think we are ring-fencing that, you know, as a Turkish problem, and it's got nothing or doesn't reflect anything when it comes to the economies of other emerging markets. It's just a political spat.
So it's no longer a major risk. It's something that we have become used to, given the fact it's not a new occurrence, this political maneuvering of the president there. Kind of like load shedding, right? So Eskom announcing that load shedding is continuing again in today's session. I imagine that the markets are ignoring that event, given that it's unfortunately become status quo in this country.
Yeah. I think we've grown a thick skin, you know, when it comes to load shedding in this country. And I think anyone who does an analysis, whether it's a company analysis or our economic analysis, you just have to factor in our electricity issues. And I think we are okay. And it's a question of certainty that we know that this is our bad situation as it is. We have to work around that. We have to bake all that into asset prices. And I think maybe for the fact that it's supposed to be happening, I mean, from 9 p.m. up until in the morning, to some extent, yes, we know that there are companies which operate 24 hours, but it doesn't impact the economy that badly, as most companies or factories will be closed around that time.
All right. A company results out, Altron. You know, I was looking at the share price of this technology group and up around 5% over the year. And you compare that to a business that used to be in its stable in the form of Bytes UK. And that stock has performed really well over the past year, up over 57%, right? It kind of, I don't know, shows you where the market is saying the value is. I don't know. Perhaps you can tell me and just give me your view on Altron's results.
Remember, the guys had to unbundle Bytes out of that, and I think they also got a special div out of that. But the technology group is upbeat about the prospects when it comes to COVID-19, that it boosted services such as digital security, cloud computing, but said there that big clients are holding back, especially when it comes to large projects, and also the issue about the global supply chain will continue to impact, especially their order lead times for the likes of your Netstar. But if you look at their revenue, you know, up 2%, operating profit up a whooping 71%, profits as headline, it is per share increased by 238%, operating free cash flow up nicely over 700%. I think that's more of a resilient performance, you know, in the face of that challenging operating environment. And I think also their own platform segments demonstrated the strength, especially when it comes to annuity revenue. So that bodes well for them. But look at that, the digital transformation segment had almost 11% revenue decline, and the managed services segment incurred an operating loss of almost 9 million.
Right. Yeah. So would you be telling your clients to buy Altron with the picture that you've just painted?
I guess not for now, you know. I think it's a question of just put it there on the radar screen and let's see how this whole issue pans out, because we're no longer sure about the economic growth, you know. I mean, if you look at oil prices, then you'll definitely buy the story that the economies are recovering. But when you start seeing the likes of Russia closing for almost a week, you know, because of a surge when it comes to COVID-19 numbers, the ones that we've just seen in China as well, you know, already people are talking about the Delta Plus variant. So I think it's a question of just wait and see, but definitely it's worth it to be on your radar screen.
All right. A company that is just on a buying spree, hey? I think management of Sibanye-Stillwater, they are really eyeing out those opportunities in the rest of the world, and they are going for them, blazing in. So Sibanye-Stillwater today announcing that it is in talks potentially to buy the Santa Rita Nickel and the Sorota Copper mines that are located in Brazil. It's talks early stages at this stage, but it could have an impact on the share price should a deal be concluded. What do you make of Sibanye's latest move?
And yes, for the day, the share price was down just over 5%. And remember, this is a company that was formed out of gold fields, you know, less than 10 years back. And as you said, the guys have entered into negotiations, you know, to all in all, they're just trying to do a deal that will cost almost 1 billion as the company targets the battery metals. And that is the one that is driving the electric vehicle revolution. But the deal might not sit well with unions, given that the likes of NUM, AMCU, that are in wage talks at the moment with Sibanye. But you are right, the guys have just managed to transform themselves from that labor-intensive gold mines that we've seen in South Africa to become a platinum player. Now they're moving into this other battery metals as well. And we have to give it to him, Neil Froman, that so far the company has done so well. At some point, they had so much debt. But hey, the guys are able to repay debt. And I think all in all, people will be happy to continue to give you some debt as long as you show the ability to repay it.
All right. And you mentioned the economic calendar and also Facebook, Facebook results that we're waiting to drop any time from now. Just give the listeners a sense of what they should be looking out for when it does come to Facebook as a company and the profits that it's likely to make.
Yeah. Tomorrow is Tuesday. We're expecting the leading business cycle indicator. Previously, it came at negative 2.5%, and we are forecasting a negative 2.2%. And then on Thursday, we expect the producer price index. Previously, it was 7.2%. We are forecasting 7.3%, and consensus is also 7.3%. And on Friday, you get your money supply M3. Previously, it was 2.7% growth, and the private sector credit extension. Previously, it grew by 1.12%, and we are forecasting 1.2%, and consensus is 2.1%. And also still on Friday, you get your balance of trade for September. Previous it was 42.4 billion. We are forecasting almost 48 billion rent.
All right, Makwe. Always a pleasure, Chief. Till next time we meet, that was Makwe Masilela, the CIO at Makwe Fund Managers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.